Chapter 9. The Man on the Island. It was hot and I fell asleep. Suddenly a noise woke me up. I looked up and saw a strange creature in front of me. Was it an animal or a man? It ran in and out of the trees. It was a man! When he saw me, he fell on his knees and held out his arms. What a man! His skin was burned by the sun. His feet were black and his clothes were rags.
Who are you? I asked.
I'm Ben Gunn,
the man said, his eyes full of tears.
3 years! 3 years! 3 years!
Why are you saying 3 years again and again? I asked.
It's 3 years since I've spoken to anyone,
he replied, drying his tears. What happened to you?
They left me here on the island and sailed away, he said. Bad men! Bad men!
Have you been alone on this island for 3 years?
Yes, my boy, alone, he said. I ate berries and goat's meat and I made a little boat to catch fish. But do you know what I dream about?
No, I don't know.
Cheese, Ben said. A good cheese sandwich.
I can bring you that, I said.
Tell me, boy, Ben asked. Who are you?
My name is Jim, I said, and I'm the cabin boy on the ship.
I saw the ship, but I didn't know who was sailing it, he said. Is it Flint's ship?
No, Flint is dead, I said, but some of his men are here.
Is there a man with a wooden leg?
Yes.
Long John Silver?
Yes, I replied. Do you know him?
I know him, and I hate him,
Ben said.
Me too, I exclaimed. Tell me, Jim, what are you doing on this island? And why are you sailing with Long John Silver? Is he the captain?
No, I replied, smiling. He's the cook, but he's the one who's causing problems. I was sure that Ben Gunn was an honest man. I told him everything from the beginning to the end. After he heard the story, Ben said,
Trust me, and I'll help you.
How can you help us? I asked.
First, I know every tree and stone on this island, Ben said. If Silver's men stay on the beach, they'll get the fever and they'll die. The only good place is in the hills.
Where do you live? I asked.
I built myself a wooden house on the top of the highest hill. It's hidden amongst the trees.
Really? I said. I was very impressed by this man. He knew how to survive in very difficult conditions.
Tell me, Jim, has your captain got guns?
Yes, he has.
Is the owner of the ship a good man?
Yes, he's a very good man.
If I give him £1,000, will he take me to England?
I'm sure he will, I replied. But do you have £1,000?
Yes, and much more. I'm a very rich man.
Ben put his head close to mine and said in a quiet voice,
Jim, I found the treasure. It's in a safe place. A very safe place.
I didn't know if Ben was telling the truth or not, but I liked him and I knew he was on our side.
I want to meet the owner of the ship,
Ben said.
I'll come here every night at midnight.
Suddenly, we heard gunfire. Perhaps the captain and his sailors were on the island. After an hour, the noise stopped. I wanted to go and find my friends, but Ben told me to wait.
I'll tell you when to go, he said.
About 2 hours later, we saw a flag, the flag of England, high above the trees.
I'm happy to see that flag,
Ben said.
That means your captain and his men are safe, and they're here on the island. I know exactly where they are. They're at the stockade on the hill. Follow this path, and you'll see a wooden house.
I'll go to them, I said.
Tell your captain that I'll help him,
Ben said.
Perhaps I'll help him tonight.
I didn't understand him. How could he help us that night?
Good luck, Jim.
I watched Ben as he ran away. He ran like a rabbit, jumping from place to place. But he didn't make a sound.